Welcome to Still in College, where the Ithacan asks Ithaca College faculty and staff about their college years. My name is Luke Harbour, multimedia editor of the Ithacan. Today I'm speaking with Mike Kacha, Sodexo worker in IC Square at Ithaca College. Mike, thank you for your time today.
Anytime, sir.
For sure. Are you ready to do this?
Sure, why not?
Awesome. So we are going to start with some general questions and then get more personal.
Okay.
Let's begin. So Mike, you told me that you graduated from high school at age 19. This series, Still in College, typically focuses on those who went to college for a certain amount of time. However, you told me you attended the Marine Corps from 1986 to 1990, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. So let's focus on your military career. Tell me, what made you decide to join the Marine Corps instead of going to college?
Never really cared much for school when I went to high school. I kind of hung out with a bad group, you might want to say, and really didn't have no job lined up when I got out of high school. So my uncle's in the Marine Corps, so I figured I'd just follow his footsteps and went. So I went to the Marine Corps.
Sure. Okay. Well, personally speaking, what did you think that the Marine Corps was going to be like?
Well, I kind of wanted to be toughened up a little bit and, you know, take pride in my country and, you know, learn a trade. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's right. Well, once you got to the Marine Corps, Mike, what were your first impressions, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, when I got to boot camp, it's a lot of head games where they're basically weeding out the weak people that, you know, can't take a lot of stress, take orders, who are not physically fit, because you do physical fitness tests where you got to do push-ups, sit-ups, chin-ups, got to be able to run. It's not like here where they hire people with a disability. You know, you got to be able to do your job when you're in the Marine Corps.
There's one thing that you told me. One of your primary tasks in the Marine Corps, you told me you dug up landmines.
Yeah, it was landmine warfare and bridge building, mobile bridge building.
Wow.
Well, that's what I took training for.
That's amazing. Can you please just tell me about what your personal experience was like with that?
Well, I only did that in training, basically, you know, I mean, almost like what you see on TV where you're down there with a metal detector or get down there with a little bayonet knife trying to dig in the sand to hit something metal. Then you got to dig it up and try to disarm it. And, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so would you have a lot of people with you when you'd be digging up those landmines?
Oh, yeah. You still have a squadron. You know, I mean, you got people behind you and everything else. And everybody's watching, everybody's back. You know, it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, tell me, what makes it fun for you personally?
Just the brotherhood. That's one of the reasons I think why I joined the Marine Corps was the camaraderie and the brotherhood.
So, makes plenty of sense.
Yeah, it's good to have somebody that will look out for you and you do the same thing for them.
Sure. Well, through the military, what was one lesson that you personally learned about brotherhood?
Knowing that they will be there for you anytime that you call them, and I personally will do anything for them if they call me. That's what I like about the brotherhood. Because once a Marine, you're always a Marine. Doesn't matter how long you've been out, you know, a Marine's a Marine. Will always be one.
Definitely. Okay, well then how about this, if you don't mind me asking. Another job you said that you had in the Marine Corps, was being a shooting range coach.
Yeah, range coach, yeah.
So tell me about what it was like to be a range coach.
That actually job was a lot of fun. I mean, you got to shoot M16s and 45s. Or 9mm, and you taught people how to shoot, you know, how to adjust their sights, and you shoot 200 yards, 300 yards, and 500 yards, and different type of targets, and you have to qualify every year in the Marine Corps just to keep your skills up, basically, because you never know when stuff might happen, you know, because in the Marine Corps, their motto is almost everyone's a rifleman. So no matter who it is, guy or girl, you can hand them an M16 and they know how to use it.
Awesome. Was there anyone in particular that you remember that really stood out to you when they were in training?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, they about every 2 weeks they came and gone.
Wow.
Wasn't too bad.
For sure, yeah. Interesting. Well, in that case, Mike, if you don't mind me asking, What was one of the biggest lessons that you personally learned from being in the Marine Corps?
Probably giving people respect. You know, I mean, respect your elders. You know, that's probably one of the main things. Because I learned that if you give respect, you're going to get respect. You know, you can't judge people by their first impressions. I think what helped me out is I have a tendency of taking control of a situation. If somebody puts me into a different area, I have a tendency of taking control. Even though I'm not in charge, I'll take control. And they can depend on me to do what needs to be done. That's probably one good thing that the Marine Corps has taught me.
That's great. Yeah. Always a very important takeaway. So let's forward to 1990, when you said that you finished a four-year career within the Marine Corps. When you got out of the Marine Corps, what did you think was next for you?
Well, I'm not sure. I just got out and got a job working at it's a local lumber yard. I did that for about 11 years, from 90 to 2001. And then I came here in August of 2001. And I've been here going on my 16 years. Same place, right here in the food court.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a job. It's a Monday through Friday, sometimes weekends. I could take the summer off, 3 months off, but, you know, I'd rather work. I'd rather stay busy.
So why do you personally like to stay busy and not take the summers off?
Well, most of my friends, they work all the time anyway. So when I get out of here during the summertime, I get out at 2:30, and it doesn't get dark till 9. So it just gives you a chance to do whatever the rest of the day. You know, I first 2 years I did work here, I took the 3 months off in the summer and did some fishing and stuff like that. But after a while, you got bored, you know, and so I was like, well, I just rather be at work. I need to be getting up, moving around. You know, that's just me.
Sure. And that's very understandable. Well, and almost being your 16th year now here at the college, Mike, tell me, how have you personally seen student life change?
To me, it almost seems the same. It really does. I mean, I know there's stuff that's gone on through history between 9/11 and the Gulf War and, you know, the protesting the kids do. I mean, I know they have, you know, they got the right to protest. Some things I don't agree on, but that's my opinion, and they got their opinion. But it seems every year the kids are usually the same. I mean, fashion comes and goes, but style comes and goes, but they always seem to be the same.
Well, I know one thing that people may be curious about is your tattoos.
Right.
I know you and I had a conversation about it recently, but if you could please tell me a little bit about your tattoos and what they mean to you.
Well, I like, I remember when I was a kid and I was hunting with my dad. He had a friend that had tattoos on his arms, and I was like, wow, that was really cool. I was really impressed. So at the age of 18, I went and got my first tattoo. So it was a little Capricorn sign right up here. I thought I was all big and bad, but that was just the start of it, because it is an addiction, you might want to say. It really is, and it's body work, artwork. You know, everybody's tattoo is different, and I just personally like, you know, looking at tattoos and getting tattoos.
Sure, nice. So I remember you and I also talked about how you really love your two kids.
Right.
So for you personally, can you tell me, what is it like to be a father now?
Well, they're grown up and gone now. My son, he lives in Rochester. He's 25. My daughter, she still lives with my ex-wife. She just turned 24 yesterday. And raising up the kids was great. I mean, I didn't think before I had kids, all I thought about was me, myself, and I. But then after I had my kids, it was all about them. You know what I mean? It's amazing to watch them go from small kid to adults and, you know, learning different things. And, you know, they did different things in school. They did basketball and taekwondo they took. And just taking them to school events, which stuff that I never did when I was in school. And it was pretty cool. You know, it was a lot of fun. But, you know, I see them every now and then. I stay in contact. They can call me anytime, and they know their dad's going to be there. And every time I see him, I give him a hug, I give him a kiss, tell him I love him. You got to keep that bond, because me and my dad really didn't have a tight bond until, because he was in the Navy for 22 years. But when he got out, we got started hunting. That's what brought me and my dad really close together, was the bonding of, you know, father, son. So that's the reason why I try to stay tight with my kids.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
It's not
seriously
a problem.
It's great. So I've got two more questions for you, and then we'll be done.
Cool.
Second to last question for you is, Mike, what's one piece of advice that you would like to give to college students?
Don't take freedom for granted. You see a lot of countries where how they treat their people, and here in college life, they take freedom for granted, like being able to protest and respect the military. Because if it wasn't for the ones who gave all or the ones who gave some, you know, life would be totally different. You know what I mean? No, not everybody wants to go to war, but we do what we have to do. You know, I mean, defend this country or take care of issues overseas if we have to. You know, I mean, it's all about humanitarian. And I think the biggest thing is to respect the military. And the people who've been in there, the veterans, you know, thank a veteran every time you see him. You know, because what he did, what little bit they might have done, is what keep this country free. I think that's my main big thing right there. I mean, every now and then people see Semper Fi on my arm, and they know I was in the Marine Corps, and they say thank you for your service, and you know, I thank them back. And it makes me feel proud that somebody does see that every now and then. That's the best and main thing.
That's great. And that's really, again, within this series, that's a perspective that I really appreciate you giving, because we haven't heard that yet. So thank you. I love that. And my last question for you, Mike, is there anything else you'd like to talk about that I didn't ask you about already?
I do personally keep a private life. I mean, I have no problem on this interview, because sometimes I have no problem telling people about my life. I mean, I don't regret growing up the time I did grow up. I mean, I grew up when there was no cell phones, no PlayStations. You went outside and you played. You played with the neighborhood kids, you know what I mean? Summertime, you stayed at this city pool, you know what I mean? You're out with your friends. Nowadays, I feel deserted without this thing. I have no idea why, but...
Yeah, without your cell phone.
Without my cell phone, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's crazy to think I have to depend on that thing there. You know what I mean? So I don't mind growing up during the time I did.
This has been Still in College, where the Ithacan asks Ithaca College faculty and staff about their college years. My name is Luke Harbour, multimedia editor of the Ithacan, and today I spoke with Mike Kacha, Sodexo worker at IC Square at Ithaca College. Mike, thank you again so much for your time.
Anytime, sir. Anytime. It was a great time. I had a lot of fun.